Coming up next, innovation in education, brought to you by Logos Public Charter School.
When you ask your children what they learned at school, do they say, "I don't know"? If you'd like your child to have a memorable day, check out Logos Public Charter School. Logos facilitates home-based school, including weekly licensed teacher support to help you educate your child. Innovative education from kindergarten to career, Logos is truly a school of choices. Book-based and online courses, campus and community classes, career success guidance, and even college while in high school. To round out your child's education, contact Logos Public Charter School. Learn more at logoscharter.com.
And now it's time for Innovation in Education. News and information on educating Rogue Valley youth to make business work.
Greetings, Southern Oregon. Welcome to Innovation in Education, brought to you by Logos Public Charter School. This is Julie Niles Fry. Great to be with you on this glorious weekend. And hope you are ready to learn all about how we are bringing youth into career, how businesses are participating in getting youth ready for the workplace a little bit earlier than after college or after high school. We're getting them started younger. And we're also looking to opportunities within the community that are bolstering or empowering students to make sure that they're prepared, as well as contributing to the community so they have a reason to stay in Southern Oregon. So therefore, I brought somebody special today, Sherry Whitson, who put on an Emerging Leaders Conference the last couple of years. The second annual was this year. We are going to talk to her and find out exactly how are we empowering students and how are we motivating them, and also how are we recognizing them for their talents. So welcome, Sherry.
Oh, this is so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad. I got to go to your Emerging Leaders Luncheon, yes, as well as watch the process evolve. And it was, yes, just so inspiring and so wonderful to see major players in the marketplace and people who we don't even know out there amongst us that are doing some amazing work, are very talented, and are indeed leaders in our community that we would have never known about.
Absolutely. It's an amazing event that honors leaders, at the same time engages them in a philanthropic endeavor to make a difference in their community, utilize those leadership skills.
How did you come up with this idea?
You know, there was a couple of people. I have a true heart for acknowledging and honoring leadership, especially our emerging leaders, those individuals that are going to be the next great innovators, the next CEO of the companies, the leaders that will guide us. And so often they're unacknowledged, but they're accomplishing such great things in the community. And I've seen some things where it will, you know, emerging leader, if you Googled it, you'll find that term used throughout everywhere. But there wasn't really anything that really embodied what leaders were doing here locally. And at the same time, use them as a role model to demonstrate leadership in action to benefit a worthy cause. So what happens when leaders come together centered around a cause? And it came out of that and has been extremely successful, and such an honor and privilege to be a part of it.
Wow. And so you invented this idea for Southern Oregon, is that right?
Yeah, with a couple of other leaders, not exactly emerging leaders. We might be over that age bracket. But together in a dialogue, we talked about that and what can be done, what can we do to honor leaders, but at the same time, really demonstrate leadership in action. And that's how the top 10 emerging leaders and student leaders came about.
Okay. And so now you have this program, and then how did you get these leaders?
Well, Emerging Leaders is a three-phase process. And nominations are sought throughout the community. And what I love about that is that it gets people thinking about leadership. It gets them thinking about who out there is making a difference. And when your eyes and when your attention goes upon that, Then the next thought comes, what can I do? What am I contributing? And so for several, over 6 weeks, there was some, you know, mass media advertisement around nominating somebody. There was print postcards where you can nominate. So you can nominate online. It was advertised everywhere. We received 46 different nominations. Okay. And student leaders have to have even a higher standard of nomination, and it has to come from a credible nomination source, such as a school or a previous leader that was involved in the program. But it's powerful. I mean, that part of it, the nomination process alone brings about an awareness of what just a little things that we can do to make a powerful difference in our community through leadership.
So you got to see all, out of 46, you just got to read a horde about all the great things that are going on in Southern Oregon that we might not know about.
Yes. And how tough is that? We do have a nomination committee comprised of community leaders. And also some of those are past recipients of the Top 10 Emerging Leader that serves on that. And that's an anonymous group. And they go through and look at the nominations. And then from there, select the top 10 emerging leaders for Southern Oregon, and then also our student leaders.
Right. And your student leaders are impressive, too. I mean, they're so young and they've done so much already.
It's mind-blowing, right? These student leaders are outstanding. It gives me hope for my future. It does. What they've already accomplished, you know, it's even going to be greater still.
Right.
And they're just beginning. If they can do it, come on, let's all step up to the plate. We can do a little bit more too. And these leaders, it goes in that next thing is we have a leadership campaign where they actually demonstrate their leadership skills by engaging in a 30-day fundraising challenge around a cause. And those student leaders were given those top 10 leaders that have been established and doing some of this a run for their money. I mean, they were on that the top list several weeks in a row. So very proud. And their creativity, what these kids were doing was astounding.
Yeah, there was a lot of creative approach to, who was the gal? Oh, the CrossFit gal.
Yes.
Remember her? What'd she do?
Well, that was a combined effort between two leaders.
Okay.
It was Laura Ashland and Rob Swallow. And it also, again, demonstrating leadership that as a team, you can accomplish more when you come together. Yeah. And so they partnered on a CrossFit challenge for a competition between two different CrossFit gyms who all came together for, they called it the workout of the day. I was glad I just came to do it. I came to watch and not do it. I mean, they were pushing a car.
Really?
They were pushing cars and weights and burpees and carrying big bags of weights. It was astounding. And they raised a lot of support and awareness for the charity. And this year's charity was Rogue Valley YFC. Each year, the charity is a youth-based charity because we want to empower youth. But yeah, that was really, really creative. Madison Buck, a student.
Right, at Logos.
Yeah, she's awesome. She got a local business. It's like in getting the community and involved too. Mobilizing community is one of the key factors of leadership. Well, she got the escape rooms to donate portion of their proceeds for anybody who signed up through her.
And love that.
Love that, right?
And so that meant that she had to compel people to go there.
Yes. And she had to get the business.
So it just wasn't a take at the door. Like, for the next month, you're going to give me 10% of your... She had to engage people to go as well. So a lot of initiative that these people put into this.
Yeah. She had to plan. She had to mobilize community. She had to execute the plan. I mean, there's a lot of things that goes into it.
So you raised how much money this year?
This year, it was $30,525.
Wonderful.
And that was 30 days. Yeah. 30 days.
Wow.
That's like 1,000 a day. That's pretty impressive.
Pretty impressive.
And some of that was in retail donated items that they accumulated for an auction that was held too.
Oh, okay.
So that was pretty good. But
what
they
will you
did
do
great.
With that money?
That money will be used for youth mentoring programs to further empower and walk alongside kids that are just facing relational poverty. Oh. And they, you know, they don't have support systems around them. And through Rogue Valley YFC, they have multiple programs from campus life to YFC mentors to a new program called Real Life that will train youth in vocational education and help them in that transition into real life. And then also through the juvenile justice programs and Point Break that goes on campuses and works with youth. And it touched last year over 1,500 youth through Rogue Valley YFC.
Really?
Over 1,500 youth. One of the largest youth serving organizations in the Rogue Valley.
So that's the one in Medford.
It serves, we have 6 different Campus Life City Life centers.
Okay.
And ranging from Grants Pass throughout Medford, Phoenix, Eagle Point. So in the Rogue Valley. So okay. Rogue Valley YFC serves that whole region.
Wow. That is impressive. And YFC, they're the ones who are the head of the organization then. They are the organization that dispatches the services?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So Rogue Valley Youth for Christ has been established for 50 years in the area and has multiple programs, and they were the benefiting charity this year of Emerging Leaders.
Okay. And then last year, where did the money go and how much?
Last year, the money went to Redemption Ridge to help build the first safe house in Southern Oregon for trafficked youth. And last year, in terms of the cash side of it, it was pretty equivalent to this year, about $30,000. But in addition to that, what we had last year was very exciting, was a lot of in-kind contributions for the construction materials to build the house. So when you retail valued it, it was substantial in terms of what the contributions of the leaders were in order to help bring to fruition the safe house.
Nice. So give me an example of the businesses that were involved in this. Let's give a hoot out to them.
Okay. So one of the nominees, and also your 2017 top emerging leader, meaning raise the most resources, was Brant Borsma, son of Dane Borsma with Dutch Bros.
Oh,
and Brant did a substantial job at engaging his influence and network for a common good.
Sure.
And so that was one of them. And we had Payne West, Rob with Payne West. We had just from, we mentioned the CrossFit, Steelhead CrossFit was one of them. Troy Wolhowski. I love that particular testimony because Troy is the executive director, founder of Spartan Boxing.
Yes.
And if you know anything about nonprofits, one of the things that is common is that you need to be raising money for your support. That's what's such a blessing about emerging leaders. So here's Troy raising, is responsible for raising support for his organization.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns around and engages in this and is one of the top leaders in terms of raising support. Not only that, he got his students involved in the fundraising process.
Oh, neat.
To teach them that leadership of giving back. And so many times we have a poverty mentality that we have to keep everything to ourselves.
Right.
But if we have that giving spirit, so much more is accomplished, and what a better community we create.
I love that. After the break, we're going to talk about that giving community and what we can all do to ensure that more youth are getting into career and not just meandering around the streets without direction, but really giving them direction. And how do you help that? And how can we help you do that? We'll be right back on Innovation and Education.
From kindergarten to graduation, the days are long, but the years fly by. Before you know it, your child will be done with school. Did they get the education you planned for? When they graduated, were they excited for and prepared for a career? Could they have attended college while still in high school? If you have questions about planning your child's education from kindergarten to career, come see us at Logos Public Charter School. We develop the pathways that make learning engaging and meaningful. Check out logoscharter.com and attend an informational meeting today.
Innovation in education, news and information on educating Rogue Valley youth to make business work from Logos Public Charter School.
Welcome back to Innovation in Education. This is Julie Niles-Fry. Great to be with you today. And I have somebody special, Sherry Whitson here from Emerging Leaders and YFC. And we've been talking about just the mentorship, the leadership, of course, Emerging Leaders. They are doing a great job in motivating youth and helping youth succeed. And so let's get into more discussion on that, Sherry.
Great.
What exactly do you do there at YFC to ensure that a student gains a path?
Well, my role with Rogue Valley Youth for Christ is their development director. And so my responsibility is to develop those strategic relationships in the community and resources that can impact the lives of youth. So we can ensure that we have the program funding to invest in their future.
Right, because you're a nonprofit, of course.
We are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so these are all, like you said, impoverished youth?
They come from all walks of life, all different ages, all backgrounds. But many of them have relational poverty, okay, which is something that a lot of our youth struggle with today. And interesting, I was just came across a study that was done through the Mental Health Foundation that was stating that this is a growing problem and that it's a health risk. Like, it has even a higher health risk than smoking, and that so many kids are not connecting in relationships, and stable relationships and positive relationships are key to resiliency and overcoming obstacle and providing you role models and direction for your life. And the study also showed, like, with the advancement of technology, with so many immobile devices, people would assume that, hey, you're connecting in relationship more. But in fact, it's having the opposite, because, and this is great, I just got to note this right here. There is a neurochemical response that occurs during face-to-face interactions that contributes to our sense of connection, understanding, and ultimate well-being. In other words, face-to-face communication still matters. And so that is being lost, and just consistency and stabilization in many of our youth life isn't happening. There's a lot of moves, there's homelessness. And so having somebody that stays connected is so key. And that is one of the things that Rogue Valley YFC does very, very well, is connecting youth with authentic relationships.
Nice. So let's say, you know, somebody walks through the door and says, I need you. I need help. What happens?
Well, the program is very diverse, because there's so many different ways of reaching youth, and you want to do it in a way that's relevant. So YFC is going to engage in any relevant way to reach youth through authentic relationship.
Okay.
Right now, they have some of them are campus life or city life, but essentially, I kind of best describe that as a healthy youth center. And they are located throughout the Rogue Valley. They have specialized, most of them strategically located near campuses, easy for kids to reach.
High school campuses?
High school, middle schools.
Okay.
We serve kids of all ages. So they come down, they get to engage in relationship there. There's food often, which is probably, many kids, that's their only meal that they'll have that night. And there's game activities, like relating face-to-face. Then there's a time of just connecting and teaching of life skills and relationships and talking about those issues that matter to them. And so those are happening all over the place.
Every day.
Pretty much every day of the week, one of the locations, there is a campus life night or a club night. They also have a fabulous field trips. I want to sneak. They're going out this coming weekend to the caves to do a scavenger hunt. They call it Cave Quest.
Ooh,
I know. I'm like, I want to go.
You mean the Oregon cave?
Yeah.
Oh,
and that, and so they do all kinds of exposing you to the things that they might not ever get the opportunity to participate in. And so that's one of the ways. And then we have YFC mentors, and those are, we do tremendous screening on it, but we connect youth in need with mentors. And I think of just this little girl named Betsy. She, from kindergarten, was, her abuse began.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the Child Protective Services was in and out of her life. It was very unstable. Yeah. And eventually she was removed from the home, went through multiple foster care systems. But the only consistent person in her life through all that was her YFC mentor.
Oh, wow.
And how vital that was to the resiliency, to having somebody that she knows wasn't going to hurt her and wasn't going to let her down. And so mentorship is key to the health of kids. We also have it for youth that are coming out of the juvenile justice system. You see many of them end up back in there like that revolving door.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can get a positive role model in their life to walk beside them, they're more likely not to end up back in that system.
So where do you get these mentors? Who are they? Who are these angels?
They are angels, right? Sent to us. They're individuals that care enough that they're willing to give an hour a week or more of their time, and that agree not to just do this for a very short amount of time. The last thing you want to do is bring somebody in their life and then pull them out. So right. They make a commitment.
Okay.
They're individuals who care, that they know one life matters.
Okay. And it could be a mentor at any age. It could be a five-year-old, a mentor for a five-year-old?
It could be,
or does
yeah.
it start a little we later, more like the junior high?
We have kids right now that have been on our waiting list for 6 months.
Oh my gosh. Massive recruitment.
Yeah.
Notice right here.
Yeah.
What's your website again?
RogueValleyYFC.org.
Yes. If you want to be a mentor.
Yeah, or get involved in any of the volunteer ways. Maybe you want to go to one of those club nights and your thing's more group-based. That's an opportunity for you.
That's a mentoring opportunity,
yeah,
too. Or at least,
is.
Yeah, a modeling opportunity.
Yeah, you
opportunity.
Connect with them one-on-one.
Yeah. So when the high schoolers come to you, they don't know what they're going to do. They may not know where their next meal's coming from. Other than obviously at that engagement that you're having them at.
Yeah, right.
How do you get them into career? What about school?
Yes. Well, the big thing that I'm really excited about that YFC, along with several community partners, is launching right now is Real Life. And that's a program that helps transition youth into real life. And when I was researching this, I found out that over 4,000 kids in our community between the ages of 16 and 24 were no longer connected to school or employment. And what happens is when kids, as you know, is they are leaving school, they're also leaving all of their key support systems. And then they have that gap in the skills to gain employment. And so Real Life, there's many jobs that are opening. We have several businesses that are recruiting outside of the area, paying bonuses because they can't fill those positions in the vocational trades.
Right.
And so we will be training youth in metalwork, HVAC, automotive, some of those key industries where there's already job openings. Train them also in work ethic, but at the same time, they're connected with a mentor who helps them through those challenges and teaches them those life skills and walks beside them because one of the biggest reasons why people fail in the workforce isn't because they can't teach them how to do a skill. It's because they fail in relationships in the workplace and
right.
they don't have work ethic. And so, hello, wouldn't it make sense to give them a relationship coach
yeah.
via a mentor? And so we teach that. How do you do authentic relationship? What a concept. I mean, right. I still need it as an adult, right? And so we teach them that. We'll teach them the trade. We connect them with the business that's looking to hire. And then we, again, walk along with them during that apprenticeship time to the point of employment.
Wonderful. Do you utilize WorkSource Rogue Valley at all?
They're one of our partners in this.
Right,
this was a grant through the Oregon Youth Development and Innovation Grant. And so they were looking for a collective impact of community partners mm-hmm. to come around the issue. How do we connect kids to education and career successfully to sustainability?
Right.
And real life was the answer to that.
Yeah, wonderful. It's a mm-hmm. wonderful project. So if we want more information on how a student or how a mentor can become involved with you, would we just go to roguevalleyyfc.org is there a directive there?
You can read all about our programs there. Our contact information's on there as well. Give us a call. You can Facebook us, however you want. Just connect up, and we would love to partner with you to see lives transformed and youth excel. Thank you for bringing awareness to it.
My pleasure. Thanks for being with us on Innovation in Education today. Again, if you want more information on how to help a youth in need, RogueValleyYFC.org is the place that you want to go. And if you want more information on Career Success and Scholars Academy at Logos Public Charter School, please go to logoscharter.com. It's been great to be with you this week.
Innovation in Education is brought to you weekly by Logos Public Charter School. Innovative education from kindergarten to career. Visit logoscharter.com.